Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Working together for student programs and Braille literacy, Sean Whalen of the National Student Division recently sent us the following information. The National Association of Blind Students, NABS, invites you to participate in an exciting fundraising effort to help students and promote literacy for all blind people. Our second annual Pennies for Pages event is being run in conjunction with the NFB's Braille Readers Are Leaders contest. We believe that this fundraiser has a lot of potential. However, in order to realize it, we need help from all of you. This is how it works. Students or anybody else who is interested in helping to raise money for Braille literacy and our national and state student divisions can sign up to participate in the Braille Readers Are Leaders program and then solicit donations from friends, family, or anyone else for Braille pages read for the duration of the contest. Donations of fixed sums are also greatly accepted. If you are already participating in either the K-12 or adult Braille Readers Are Leaders contests, you can simply register with NABS as a reader and find people to sponsor you for each page you read. To register as a reader with NABS, please fill out the online form at www.nabslink.org/pennies_for_pages/pennies_form.php or contact Sean Whalen at smwhalenpsp@gmail.com or 608-332-4147. If you are not yet signed up for the contest, no worries. The reading contest runs from November 1, 2010 through January 4, 2011, and registration for Braille Readers Are Leaders is open now and will remain open for the duration of the contest. To register for either the K-12 or adult Braille Readers Are Leaders contest, go to www.nfb.org/BRAL. And remember, once you have registered for the contest, sign up with NABS to participate in our Pennies for Pages fundraising effort. Register now for Youth Slam 2011. The following announcement comes from Mary Jo Hartle, Director of Education at the Jernigan Institute. In the summer of 2011, the National Federation of the Blind will conduct its third NFB Youth Slam, a five-day experiential academy focusing on science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM fields. Whether or not science or technology is your thing, there's sure to be something for everyone. Learn the science behind building apps for your iPod, use cutting-edge equipment and technology to determine reactions in chemistry labs, build robots, or learn how to use non-visual techniques to perform a real dissection. We guarantee this summer program will be like no other you've ever attended. While staying on a college campus, blind high school students will be mentored by blind adults as they participate in hands-on activities that will show them that STEM fields are possible as future careers. In addition, students and mentors will take part in a variety of social events throughout the week. Come to the NFB Youth Slam and meet other blind and low-vision high school students from all over the United States. If you are interested in attending the NFB Youth Slam, either as a student participant or as an adult volunteer, visit www.blindscience.org to complete an online application, or call Mary Jo Hartle at 410-659-9314, extension 2407. Join us as we continue to make history at what promises to be the best NFB Youth Slam yet. 2011 NFB Writing Contest. The annual Youth and Adult Writing Contests, sponsored by the NFB Writers Division, will open January 1 and close April 1, 2011. Adult contests, poetry, fiction, and nonfiction, are open to entrants 18 and over. The youth contests are all about Braille, and all poetry and fiction entries must be submitted in Braille. The age groups are 1st through 6th grades, 7th and 8th grades, and 9th through 12th grades. Contest prizes range from $25 to $100 for adults and from $5 to $25 for youth categories. All contest winners will be announced at the Writers Division business meeting during the NFB National Convention in Orlando, Florida, the first week of July 2011. In addition, shortly after convention, a list of winners' names will appear on the Writers Division website. The names of first, second, and third place winners in each category will appear in the summer and fall issues of the Writers Division magazine, Slate and Style. For additional contest details and submission guidelines, go to the Writers Division website, www.nfb-writers-division.org. If you have questions, contact NFB Writers Division President Robert Leslie Newman. Email newmanrl@cox.net. Elected. At its convention held October 22nd and 23rd, 2010, the NFB of Rhode Island elected the following officers to serve 2-year terms: President Grace Pyers, Vice President John Pimentel, Secretary Rick Costa, Treasurer Anthea Cabral, and Board Members Robert Pyers and Jennifer Aberdeen. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to Monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Blind people perceive touch faster than those with sight. In late October, we received the following press release from the Society of Neuroscience. Study suggests brain may adapt to vision loss by increasing speed of tactile perception. People who are blind from birth are able to detect tactile information faster than people with normal vision, according to a study in the October 27 issue of Journal of Neuroscience. The brain requires a fraction of a second to register a sight, sound, or touch. In this study, a group of researchers led by Daniel Goldreich, Ph.D., of McMaster University, explored whether people who have a special reliance on a particular sense, in the way blind people rely on touch, would process that sense faster. Our findings reveal that one way the brain adapts to the absence of vision is to accelerate the sense of touch, Goldreich said. The ability to process non-visual information quickly probably enhances the quality of life of blind individuals who rely to an extraordinary degree on the non-visual senses. The authors tested the tactile skills of 89 people with sight and 57 people with various levels of vision loss. The volunteers were asked to discern the movements of a small probe that was tapped against the tips of their index fingers. Both groups performed the same on simple tasks, such as distinguishing small taps versus stronger taps. But when a small tap was followed almost instantly by a larger and longer-lasting vibration, the vibration interfered with most participants' ability to detect the tap, a phenomenon called masking. However, the 22 people who had been blind since birth performed better than both people with vision and people who had become blind later in life. We think interference happens because the brain has not yet completed the neural processing required to fully perceive the tap before the vibration arrives and disrupts it, Goldreich said. The more time between the tap and the vibration, the more formed the perception of the tap will be, and the less interference the vibration will cause. The authors measured the minimum amount of time needed for participants to perceive sensory input by varying the period between the tap and the vibration. They found that congenitally blind people required shorter periods than anyone else. Those same individuals also read Braille fastest. The authors note that each blind person's perception time was approximately equal to the average time that person took to move a finger from one Braille character to the next as they read. The findings suggest that early-onset blindness leads to faster perception of touch. However, whether that advantage is due to the brain's adapting to the absence of vision, a change called plasticity, or to a lifetime of practicing Braille is still unclear. Richard Held, Ph.D. of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, an expert in the brain and visual development who was unaffiliated with the study, said the results suggest that a lack of visual experience changes how information acquired by touch is processed. The heightened skill of tactile integration seems to account for the remarkable speed of Braille reading demonstrated by some congenitally blind individuals, Held said. This work constitutes a solid step forward in our understanding of the interaction between senses. The research was supported by the National Eye Institute and the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council in Canada. The Journal of Neuroscience is published by the Society for Neuroscience, an organization of more than 40,000 basic scientists and clinicians who study the brain and nervous system. Goldreich can be reached at goldrd@mcmaster.ca. Middle School Essay Contest. Lions Club International offers an essay contest for visually impaired students who were 11, 12, or 13 years of age on November 15, 2010. One grand prize winner will receive an award and $5,000. If the student is able to travel, Lions Club International will provide accommodations and round-trip travel expenses to Seattle, Washington, for the winner and one parent to accept the award from International President Sid L. Scruggs III at the Lions International Convention, June 29 to July 3, 2011. The theme for the essay is Power of Peace. Each essay must be submitted with a completed entry form. Essays must be no longer than 500 words, submitted in English, typewritten in black ink, and double-spaced. A Lions Club must sponsor each participant. If students in your school or organization would like to participate, you must contact your local Lions Club. You can find information about the nearest club on the Lions Club's international website at www.lionsclubs.org. You will see a link to Find a Club, or you can simply keyword search Find a Club in the search box. Once again, please note that a school or organization cannot submit entries directly, but must work with its local Lions Club. Braille Alphabet Bracelet wins Design Award. There's a photo at this point, the caption, Award-winning Braille Alphabet Bracelet. The Smithsonian Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum presented its fifth People's Design Award to the Braille Alphabet Bracelet Thursday, October 14th, at its 11th Annual National Design Awards Gala in New York. White House Deputy Social Secretary Ebs Bernow and fashion designer Cynthia Rowley announced the winning design and presented the award to Leslie Ligon, designer of, at first sight, Braille jewelry. On the bracelet, the Braille letters of the alphabet circle the wrist. The bracelet is composed of Braille cell-shaped silver rectangles, each cell including large, raised silver dots, making one Braille letter. Between the cells are narrow silver bars, and a wider bar links the Z and the A. On the inside of the bracelet are incised and black print lowercase letters that correspond to the Braille letters on the outside. No clasp is visible. To draw awareness to Braille literacy, Leslie Ligon designed the Braille alphabet bracelet as a simple way to learn the system. At first sight Braille jewelry, you'll find thoughtfully designed Braille jewelry, as well as information about the Ligon family and why Leslie does what she does. Order by emailing her at firstsight@ligondesign.com or call 214-675-4061 to place an order. New book available. Michael Hingson writes as follows. At this year's national convention, I announced that I was writing a book about my 9/11 experiences and about my life lessons in general. Since July, we have found a publisher, signed a contract, and written the first draft of the manuscript. I am writing to let everyone know that the book has just become available for pre-order on Amazon.com. You can visit my website, www.michaelhingson.com, in the weeks ahead to learn more about the book. You can also visit Amazon.com to place an order. We are excited about this project because it will help people understand blindness better, and we hope readers of Thunderdog will come to have more positive attitudes about what it really means to be blind. Marching orders for making Washington Seminar hotel reservations. The following information comes from Diane McGeorge, who organizes much of the logistics of Washington Seminar. The event begins Monday, January 31, 2011, and ends Thursday, February 3. The Great Gathering Inn meeting is Monday at 5. Please make your hotel reservations as soon as possible. We must have all reservations no later than December 30, 2010. Here is the information you must include to make your hotel reservations. 1. Your dates of arrival and departure. 2. First and last names of roommates sharing with you. Please spell first and last names of each person in the room, and please include arrival and departure dates for each person. 3. Specify smoking or non-smoking room and the number of beds you want. 2 beds, 1 queen bed, or 1 king bed. 4. Indicate any special accommodations, such as an accessible room. 5. If you request a rollaway bed, there will be a $10 charge per night. 6. According to the hotel contract, individual cancellations must be made 72 hours before the date of arrival to avoid one night's room plus tax cancellation charge. You must get in touch with Lisa Bonderson or me to make changes to your reservation as soon as possible to avoid such a charge. 7. If any divisions wish to have space for meetings, contact me right away. 8. The rates are $164 for single, double, triple, or quad rooms, and the tax is 14.5% a night. The address of the Holiday Inn Capital is 550 C Street, Southwest. Please do not contact the hotel to make your reservations. I will submit all reservations for the Washington Seminar. Call 303-778-1130, extension 219, to make your reservation, or email reservations to Lisa Bonderson at lbonderson@cocenter.org. We will confirm receipt of your reservation either by return email or by telephone, so be sure to give us your telephone number and your email address. My friends, let's gather in Washington and make history. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. For sale. I have the following items for sale. Braille-and-speak, carrying cases worn out, in good working order, June 2003 revision, asking $200. Braille-and-speak disk drive accessory in good working order, asking $125. Bookport, not Bookport Plus, in good working order, asking $50. For additional information, contact Rick Bogus at rboggess, numbers 54, at gmail.com. For sale. Selling voice note M-Power with a QWERTY keyboard with standard laptop-style keyboard. Also includes the carrying case with shoulder strap. Keysoft version 7.0 installed on the unit. Keysoft version 7.0 CD-ROM. AC power adapter. Regular print user's guide. Electronic version of the user's guide installed on the voice note itself. Large print command summary. Audio tutorial CD. Headphones. 9-pin serial cable. And a 9 to 25-pin adapter plug. The unit was purchased in 2006 and has been used only two or three times. It's in like-new condition. Asking $750 or best offer. Willing to negotiate. Contact Stacy at stacy.cervenka, C-E-R-V-E-N-K-A, at gmail.com or 708-359-3301. For sale. Never used Pro 60 Braille Embosser. Features 40-character-wide embossing line and 60-character-per-second speed. It also includes two other standard features, single-sheet tractors and ET Speaks, its innovative speech system. Juliet Pro 60's standard features include regular 12.5 dots per inch and high-resolution 17 dpi graphics, dynamic braille scaling for different braille sizes, even within a document, ET Speaks for automatic speech feedback as you use your Juliet Pro 60. Single-sheet tractors let you emboss up to 22 lines on 11-inch non-tractor paper, such as letterhead or other special media, by hand-feeding one sheet at a time through the embosser, 6 or 8 dot braille, and multi-copies up to 99 copies of a document. Measures 24.63 inches wide by 11.5 inches deep and 8.63 inches high. It weighs 51 pounds. Machine typically sells for $4,600, but I am selling it for $3,800 or best offer. Free shipping within the United States. For more information, email me at ojmercado@earthlink.net. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.